Star Hotel today near the China-operated Arabian seaport of Gwadar, killing at least one security guard. The Balochistan Liberation Army is taking responsibility and has released pictures of four purported gunmen through its social media accounts, saying they launched the attack. Yemen's Houthi rebels have begun withdrawing from the ports of Hodeidah, Salif, and Ras Issa under a United Nations brokered peace deal. The head of the UN's Redeployment Coordination Committee says the pullout, to be completed by Tuesday, amounts to a first practical step since the Hodeidah Agreement, which provides for a ceasefire between the warring parties in Yemen and withdrawal of fighters from the three port cities. Final results are expected later today, and while there was some slight weakness in its vote, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa's ruling ANC party has already started to celebrate its latest absolute majority in parliament, something it has done since the end of apartheid in 1994. But with nearly all the votes counted from Wednesday's poll, the ANC is claiming less than 60% of the ballots cast, the first time that's happened. The ANC's main opposition, the Democratic Alliance, appears to have won just over 20% for second place. The major issues in the voting were a sluggish economy and official corruption. ANC spokesman Ace Magashule said the party would work in everyone's interest.
Even those who are protesting, who have not voted, we are going to serve everybody because once we are elected, we are a responsible organization.
Afghan officials say a former prominent female television journalist in Afghanistan, Mina Mongul, was gunned down and killed this morning in Kabul. Witnesses said two men appeared on a motorcycle while Mongul was waiting for a car. That one man fired four shots in the air, then fired twice at Mongul, hitting her in the chest. She had been working as a cultural advisor for Afghanistan's lower chamber of parliament, and she ran popular social media pages that discussed the rights of Afghan women to work and for Afghan girls to go to school. This is VOA News. The trade war between the United States and China continues.